Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area. 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. Latest information on Hurricane Laura. That's one of the new pieces of information since the last hour. Now a hurricane, 75-mile-an-hour winds, pressure now 991 millibars. Now 625 miles southeast of Lake Charles, moving west-northwest at 17 miles an hour. Let's start the update with the satellite here. You can see the center off the coast of Cuba, so they've got all that Gulf of Mexico water to work with. It's warm, there's plenty of fuel and energy, not seeing much in the way of shear in the upper level pattern. Also looks conducive for development, and that is reflected in our forecast as we continue to see strengthening with time, and even forecasting a major hurricane by the time we start seeing landfall in the early hours on Thursday. But remember, those impacts get there well before the actual center, so it's so critically important today and tomorrow into Thursday morning. We don't just focus on that center track. We don't just focus on these points or the cone, because those impacts are well outside of that. And this is, you can even see it right here with the tropical storm force winds extending well outside the center, and we'll see that with time. So with time, not just the coast, but even moving up into portions of Louisiana, East Texas, even into Arkansas, starting to see some of those winds. You'll have the rain, going to see some power outages as well. So let's look at the arrival time. Important to really look at that for preparedness. Today is the big day to prepare and get ready. You have today because we'll start seeing some of those tropical storm force winds start to arrive in portions of southeast Louisiana, Plaquemines Parish, maybe as early as tomorrow morning with this storm, and then with time throughout the day spreading northward. So you've got the greatest probabilities of those tropical storm force winds located in the yellow, oranges, and reds, and the purples here. That's your greatest probability. But hurricane force winds, you can even see these probabilities. The probabilities, I'll highlight this on the map here. If you look at some of these yellow, stretching from Houston, Galveston, all the way over to central portions of Louisiana, could see some of those hurricane force winds. So the wind and all the rainfall definitely could see a lot of power outages and also flash flooding. Look at this rainfall forecast here. Some areas getting anywhere from 8 to 10, maybe even 12 inches or more in some areas. We get that repetitive rainfall, and that leads to a dangerous situation when it comes to flash flooding. So turn around, don't drown. Got to be off the streets. It's dangerous, especially when we're talking a nighttime landfall. You just can't see where you're going. Notice it's not just the coast, but some of these high values stretch well into northern Louisiana, East Texas, even up into Arkansas. Storm surge is always one of the big factors, one of the more dangerous parts of these hurricanes. And look at some of these values here. Over the Bolivar Peninsula, Galveston Bay, 2 to 4 feet. Bolivar Peninsula, 4 to 6. High Island, even going over Sabine Lake, Calcasieu Lake, Vermilion Bay, 7 to 11 feet. This is some of the maximum that we can see. This is inundation. This is water coming up on areas that are normally dry. Water up your pant leg, so to speak. So this is a very dangerous, life-threatening situation when it comes to this storm surge. And as we talked about already, those impacts well outside the cone. Morgan City, could see areas here along the coastline, 4 to 6 feet, even around the mouth of the river to Lake Bourne, 3 to 5 foot of life-threatening storm surge. So we're gonna be keeping you updated on the latest information, constantly getting data back from the hurricane hunters, and we'll keep you posted on the latest right here in Miami, Florida at the National Hurricane Center.